not really.
So I'm here at the Media Guardian. Media Guardian Megas, which is the Innovation Awards, and I'm speaking to
Steve Busfield.
And what do you do, Steve?
I'm the head of media and technology at Guardian News and Media.
That sounds quite important.
Which means I'm in charge of all media and technology coverage across The Guardian, The Observer, and the website.
That is very important.
I'm not sure it's that important. It's not important as important as my wife's job.
What's she do?
She's the editor of the website.
Ooh. So what are you looking for in this year's, or next year's, I should say, entries?
Well, I mean, that's the surprising thing about the Megas, is that you have no idea what might come up. I mean, you know, innovation is supposed to surprise you. It's supposed to be something that you hadn't really thought, I know that's what's going to come up. I mean, I'll tell you what I was thinking about when we were organising this this evening, and they said, you know, you're going to be interviewing Anthony Rose because they iPlayer won it last year, and I was thinking, really? iPlayer won last year? And then when I looked back at the history, and the iPlayer has only really been launched since December 2007. It was stunning, because it's an incredible piece of kit. It's changed our lives. We all use it and think about it, and, you know, and it is now so accepted. It's unbelievable to think that such a short period of time it didn't exist. So, you know, so
that's it's incredible. I was watching the Brown speech on the BBC page today on the web. And it's just, you just take for granted that you can get really high quality video on a web page. And 2 years ago, you would have kind of been happy with choppy, shitty crap.
Is that a technical term? Yeah, no, my aforementioned wife was talking about getting, you know, widescreen laptop. And I thought, you know, really? And actually, you know, the picture you can get on laptops now is just incredible. It really is incredible. And I mean, it will be interesting to see whether the BBC and Anthony Rose and, you know, other broadcasters think they really are going to go down the road of making TV and computers completely, you know, indistinguishable. Because, you know, because clearly the capability is there. It's whether people actually want it and will use it, and, you know, and quite possibly they will, or possibly they won't.
Well, remember to ask him that.
I will ask him that.